Blog Talk Radio.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Making Eight, your official voice of BuckersNow.com. And got to tell you, this is going to be it here for at least a week. This will be our final broadcast before we step out. We've got the truck loaded up, packed down, ready to hit the road. We're gonna burn some rubber out here. We got about a seven-hour trip ahead of us this afternoon as we head out to Georgia. Going to stop off and see a friend of ours, and then tomorrow we're heading out to Murfreesboro. That's right. Zebra National Finals coming at you. Courtesy of Buckers Now, U.S. Rodeo Supply, Macon 8, and Saddle Barn. And, of course, you know, the good folks over there at Zebra, if you guys haven't already, go check them out, GoZebra.com. You know, they've got a lot of events nationwide going on, and they are one of the fastest-growing bull riding associations out there. So you guys make sure to jump on board with them. Uh-oh, looks like we're losing one of ours already. Oh, Cody, you know, I know he's feeling under the weather still and want to wish him well, but he had to jump out and go get himself some cowboy logic here for the day, and we're definitely looking forward to it. We may cut out just a little bit early here today. They're making Eight Maniacs, depending on how the show rolls. We've had a long day already. You know, I actually did not get hardly any sleep last night, like a kid in a candy store. And, you know, just trying to go through, and that's actually why I missed the Brendan Clark show last night. We're test running some things. We had some issues, so I'm trying to backtrack and, you know, figure out what's going to be best for this broadcast out here this weekend. You know, we want to bring you, the fans, the best coverage that we possibly can. We want to bring the fans that are tuning in to watch Zebra the best that they possibly can see and be a part of. And, you know, we're pretty proud of that, but, you know, there's a lot of work that goes in behind the scenes, and we were working so hard last night. I was actually in here in the office working up sweat, and, you know, it's just one of those things. But, yeah, I did not sleep much last night. Got up this morning. I had a flat tire in the truck, got it changed in about 10 minutes to get the wife to work, and finally got her out there. Got back here and started loading up the truck and packing and, you know, just getting everything together. So I think we're just about ready. As soon as the show's over, I'm going to go take a shower, and then we're going to go hit the road. So it's going to be, like I said, about a seven-hour trip, and we are going to bring you a video broadcast for probably about an hour tonight, sometime between the hour, I would say between 5:30 and 6:30. You guys could look forward to seeing us post out there that we're going to be on air. So make sure to get over there and get a grip. We'd love to have you on board and chatting with us. It'll be a lot of fun. You know, we'll sit back on the road. I got my brother with me. We'll travel up there to Georgia. You know, we'll talk a little bit of rodeo smack with you. We'll just sit back and have a good time as we're heading down. And we're going to bring you Making Eight Maniacs on board with us. So we're going to give you a little bit of a chance to see. I'm sure we'll have some good tunes cranking, and it'll be a lot of fun. So you guys just sit back and, you know, hang out with us. We'll have the chat room open so you can jump on board with us there as well. Got to tell you, though, we're pretty fired up. I mean, this whole deal this weekend is going to be just really exciting for you fans. You know, if you guys have not been over to GoZebra.com, make sure to get over there and do that. You can find out who is in the runnings. And speaking of which, I actually believe we've got one of the higher ups. Now, I'm not going to claim him to be the boss, because actually we kind of suspect that his wife is the one that really runs the show. But we're going to bring in a guy. This guy is actually well known around the Zebra organization, Mr. Jeff Canner. Jeff,
hey, how y'all doing? Yes, sir. I'm with you, Scott.
We're doing great, man. How are things up in Murfreesboro today?
Oh, it got a little snow here last night, just a little dusting, but the roads are good. We're looking for a good crowd this weekend.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Well, we're looking forward to being up there as well. You know, I mean, you guys got some of the best coming in there. Not just the top 40 bull riders, but the top 20 barrel racers are going to be there. And then not to mention you got one of the best announcers, your 2010 announcer of the year, Luke Kaufman, and then Matt Merritt, you know, your barrelman of the year. It's going to be a wild show. It's going to be real exciting.
Yes, it is. It's going to be really good. Like you said, Scott, we got Luke and Matt coming. We got some of the top riders in the world coming. We got, you know, Josh Fairclough, the PBR finalist last year. He'll be with us this year. And Jeff Askey, the national college champion. He is the leader right now. So I'm looking for them two guys to really step it up and do good here at the finals this year.
Yes, sir. I would say the same thing. Now, do you know right off just how many points are separating, Josh Faircloth and Jeff?
Yeah. There's about $1,000 between Jeff Askey leading right now over Josh Faircloth. It's around $1,000. I've done the math on the calculation. If you win all three rounds and plus the average, you win over $10,000 here this weekend.
Wow. Man. I'll tell you what, that's a lot of money to be won. And you know these Cowboys are certainly going to bring their A game, you know. But the thing of it is they've got some of the rankest bulls that you guys have around the, you know, the U.S. going to be coming down there as well.
Right, Scott. Yeah, I handpicked all these bulls myself. Went through the database there through GoZebra and picked all the bulls, handpicked. So we do have a lot of the top bulls in the country here this weekend.
Yes, sir. Well, not to mention, you know, you guys have had some prestigious world champions, you know, not to mention yourself actually winning this a few years back. Is that correct?
Yes, sir. I won Zebra three times. The only guy that's done that. There's been nobody to win it twice. So I'm still out front a little bit with three championships under my belt with Zebra.
Yes, sir. But, I mean, you guys have had guys like Brian Canner and several of the guys over here from the North Carolina area especially, you know, be in contention for that. And, you know, there's just so much talent there in the Zebra organization. I think the fans are really going to get a lot out of it and be able to watch, you know, some of these guys that they're going to see on tour as early as this year.
Right, yeah. Josh Fairclough, he got called last weekend to the PBR. He's right on the verge of getting in on the Cup Tours. So, you know, we got a lot of guys that's got the talent, and I'm looking for a few more guys to step up this year and get up there to the televised events, too, to the PBRs.
Most definitely.
And that's our goal for these guys, you know, it's just a stepping stone place for them to learn to ride, the younger kids that's not of age to go there. We just want them to learn how to ride bulls and get on some ranked bulls and so they can do something for themselves for the rest of their lives.
Well, I'll tell you what, you guys have really structured that real well. And, you know, I mean, I myself, coming from, you know, the bull riding industry and riding out there in the circuits, competing in a few of the events back when I was riding, to see how much you guys have grown over the last, you know, 4 or 5 years is just tremendous. And you guys have a lot of firepower there. And, you know, I mean, you carry a good reputation for, the, you know, putting on a great event. It's great for the fans. You know, the spectators that are there in the seats are really going to get a lot out of it, you know. And, I mean, especially when it comes down to your national finals, you guys have so much talent there. You know, I mean, with Matt Merritt and some of the best bullfighters, you know, Bobby Sims and, you know, the other two guys that are going to be with him, you know, it really is. It's just so much talent there in that one arena.
Yes, it is. It's going to be filled with a lot of energy here this coming weekend here in Murfreesboro. There will be a lot of energy, a lot of momentum going in. The guys, a lot of them went to a bull riding last night and done really well, and they're getting prepared for this weekend.
Yes, sir. Actually, that was up in Virginia, correct?
Yes, sir. That was up at Abington, Virginia, is where that event was at last night.
Okay. Yeah, I know we talked with Matt Merritt yesterday, and he said he was headed up there to jump in the can for a little bit and entertain the crowd up that way before he headed down to Tennessee. So, now, outside of the bull riding that's going on, what are some of the other things? I mean, you've got the top 20 barrel racers, and you're going to have so many other things that are going on for the fans while they're out there in Murfreesboro, right?
Yes, we got some live remotes going on, autograph sessions going on. And there'll be autographs here before the bull riding and after the bull riding for the fans with the barrel racers and the bull riders. So y'all just come on out here to Murfreesboro. Kink, tune in to the website.
Yes, sir, most definitely, most definitely. We're going to bring all the action out there, and I know Luke is also performing right there at the arena afterwards, correct?
Yes, sir. We're having an after party after the event right here at the Coliseum. We got a room up here. There will be an after party, and Luke Kaufman will be playing at that facility.
That's just going to be real exciting, man. I can't wait. Not to mention, you've even got Gina Cox coming down that's going to be performing. She was actually out in Oklahoma. We had an opportunity to run in with her, and, you know, that's another great girl, real talented, so we get to see her perform as well.
Yes, she'll be doing her trick riding. She's also qualified for the barrel racing too, Scott. She will be in the top 20. So she'll be running barrels, but then after that, she will perform trick riding in between sections there towards the end.
Wow. I did not know that. So that's going to be real exciting. We're going to have the opportunity to see her not only run some barrels but and then do the trick riding. Man, that's just great. I'm excited for it, Jeff. We're getting ready to hit the road today. We're going to stop off in Georgia for the night, and then we'll be up there in Murfreesboro tomorrow ready to go, man.
All right, look forward to seeing y'all, and fans, I just hope y'all enjoy the show. Tune in.
Yes, sir, most definitely, most definitely. All right, Jeff, you guys take care. Tell Chan that we send our best, and we'll see you up there tomorrow.
All right, thank you very much.
All right, buddy.
Bye-bye.
All right, the CEO of the Zebra organization, that's right. Go check them out. www.gozebra.com. I'm telling you what, it's going to be action-packed weekend, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. We're also going to be, you're going to see Jeff actually with me up in the broadcast booth. We're going to have some special guests to sit back with you. We're going to talk a little bit about what's going on with these guys in the Zebra races. Within the barrel racing and within the bull riding. So you guys make sure to get over there. I see some of the comments coming in right now. Cody telling me to drive straight through. You know what, man? I would like to, but, you know, I got a truck that's got almost 200,000 miles. It'll actually roll over 200,000 probably by later on this evening. And, you know, with that in mind, man, I'm going to take it easy on the road. There ain't no rush to be up there. We're going to be up there tomorrow ready to rock and roll. And not to mention that it'll save me a night in the hotel. So that'll give us an opportunity to stop off, stretch our legs just a little bit, and then we'll continue on our journey tomorrow. But that's going to give you guys an opportunity to see us tomorrow as well. We're not going to have a lunch hour show tomorrow, so you will have the opportunity to see us as we broadcast live video, life on the road, when we get up that way. And that'll probably be roughly around the same time, about between 4 and 6 o'clock, I would say. We'll be on air. So you guys just stay tuned to Making 8. Stay tuned to Buckers Now as we send out the post and let you all know what's going on. It is a Ford. It absolutely is a Ford. And I'm telling you what, I couldn't have asked for anything better. One of the best trucks I've ever owned right there sitting out here in my driveway, loaded down, ready to rock and roll. We got all the equipment loaded, and we're set, man. We are set. Wait till y'all see what we have in store for you when we get out here and do the live broadcast of Life on the Road. Like I said, we're going to have the chat room open so you guys can be able to comment. And if you want to give me a phone call, you're more than welcome to do that too. We'll talk to you. I've got it set up, so we're going to have you on the speakerphone, and you'll be able to hear what's going on. So it's going to be a lot of fun. We will have a show next Monday. We will be back on our lunch hour show next Monday. I don't know where we're going to be. We may be just checking out of the hotel. I really couldn't tell you where we're going to be, but I can promise you this. We will have a lunch hour show next Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday, I believe. So I know Monday through Thursday we will. So you guys stay tuned to that. We'll be back in action on our radio broadcast. But in the meantime, I will tell you this. Starting this evening, we will give you a lot of video broadcasts. Now, the video broadcast for today and tomorrow is actually going to be the Life on the Road channel there on Macon 8. I'm not sure. We'll have Buckers now get that posted up there in the SEBRA War Room for the finals, so you guys will be able to catch that. But it will be on the Macon8.com in the Life on the Road channel. So you guys can go check that out. Yeah, I'm thinking we might end up doing a Friday special next week if all goes well. So you guys just stay tuned to that. We're going to work at it. You guys just, let's just see where we're at. Let's just see what's going on. I can't make any promises yet, but we are on the roll. Let's just take it a couple days at a time. We know that today and tomorrow we'll be on the road, giving you a Life on the Road tour. For about an hour, hour and a half maybe, just depends on how things roll. And then Friday night will be round one, and you can bet it's going to be a wild one. A lot of competition there. The race is close between one and two in the bull riding, so you can bet that these guys are going to be bringing their A game. They're going to be coming to ride, and you've got a lot of talent there, a lot of talent that we've seen on tour over the past couple of years, Josh Faircloth being at the PBR World Finals this past year. Got a lot of opportunity there for you Macon 8 Maniacs to get involved and get a grip. We're also going to have our discounts there on BucklersNow.com. We've got a storefront page that is rolling. The stuff, it's going to need some fine-tuning. We're going to upgrade and stuff, but this is a starting point for you, the fans. We want to get you all on board. And, while we actually have a second, I want to let you know that we've got Ms. Kat Johnson, who absolutely joined us today, and we are so pleased at that. We got the word that her husband is being sent home today, and that is just wonderful news, Kat. We're going to continue to keep you and your husband in our prayers and want to send you our best. We also got some updates. Last I heard that McKinnon is he had his surgery last night. It went well, so he is doing pretty good. They had him sedated as well, so not sure, what the turning point is or how things are looking right now. I haven't gotten any updated word just within the last, couple hours. So, it's going to be kind of hard to say what's going on with him. If you guys know, please let me know. We've also got a lot of things that are coming down the way. I know that the Webster family is actually putting on an online auction for the fans to help support Jody Newberry and his recovery. So, you fans are really stepping out and doing some great things, and it shows what kind of family support we all have for each other. And, the one thing that kind of discouraged me when I saw a lot of those posts is it was really referenced to PBR. But you guys got to understand something. PBR extended from a rodeo family. The PBR did not create the family base that's there. That's been a long tradition that's gone on in rodeo for a very, very long time. And although you all might prefer the PBR over other rodeos, I can tell you this. Rodeo is where the family is. That's where the roots are. And, you look at a guy like Gary Lafue. Gary Lafue rodeoed for a very long time. He was a bull rider, but he rodeoed. There wasn't any PBR when Gary Lafue was out there. Gary Lafue was a rebel. I mean, the guy showed up, old hippie, long hair, first time he started getting on bulls. And, so he came out of the city. For the most part, he came out of the city. And, so you got to understand that, when you look at guys like Sean Willingham, you say, well, he's not true cowboy. Well, maybe not, but I will tell you this, you know, they've got the cowboy lifestyle. They've got the cowboy heart. And that's what it takes to be in the sport of rodeo or be in the sport of bull riding. So when you guys are out there posting out there, you know, it's not just a PBR family. You guys have to understand that this is a rodeo family. You know, that's why Making Eight is not the PBR network. It's the rodeo network, you know. It's just one of those things that I think you guys really ought to stop and just take a look at. We can't close out what's happened for tradition, you know, for years and years. I see we've actually got a new bullfighter in there with us joining us today. I want to say welcome to you. And, yeah, I see I see the comments coming in there. Wow. You know, straight through the – I have to get my beauty sleep, and absolutely I do, you know. But, no, really, that's not the case. If anybody knows me and knows that I drove out to Texas earlier this year, I actually did all their driving with four bull riders in there with me, actually three bull riders and a bullfighter. So, you know, don't tell me I need my beauty sleep. I'm not getting any prettier, and that's unfortunate for you, the fans that have to tune in and watch me. But, hey, the case is I'm not getting any prettier, so I don't need that beauty rest. I can drive hard when it needs to. I just don't feel like we need to right here. We're going to take it easy and stop off and see some of our bull riding friends up there in Georgia, and then we're going to hit the road tomorrow. I see that, Miss Sandy, you know, posting a great comment in there about, you know, how you've learned firsthand about how strong the rodeo family is, and it really is. You know, you'll see people come out of everywhere, and that's just what we do, you know. That's right. Before there were any PBR events, everything started in rodeos, and that tradition has carried on and will continue to carry on through the PBR, through any other rodeo association out there. That's what life, you know, that's what the rodeo family is. yeah, I see Miss Kat's comment in there, and I don't know if I can even repeat that. We see Miss Kat Johnson's got her fire back, and we sure do enjoy it. You know, it seems like she's got that spark back in her. We're glad to see you back there leaving your chat there, Miss Kat. I see some of the comments that are coming in, you know, about the, you know, some of you fans out there only becoming involved with the PBR, you know, that's fine. There's nothing wrong with that. There's nothing wrong with that at all. But just understand that the PBR family, that is what it is, you know, is also, I mean, it is the true rodeo family. That's where, you know, you get the hospitality. You go to any jackpot rodeo, you're going to find that same family that you do at those PBR events, guaranteed. And actually, you may even find them to be a lot closer. So just something to think about. You know, and that is the case there, Ms. Kat, that the PBR does have a bigger marketing department. And really that's what it comes down to is they have more dollars to invest out there for you, the fans. But when it comes down to it, look at what they've given. You know, I mean, they run into issues just like everybody else. But the bottom line is we're all a family and we stick together through it. You know, we stick through the bad times. We stick through the good times. I mean, that's just the way it rolls, you know. Looks like we got a caller on the line. So let's see if we can jump down here and hold on, let's see if I can get him on. 910, you're on the Lunch Hour Rodeo Show.
What's up, Scott?
Not much. Who's this?
Justin Ballinger.
Justin Ballinger. What do you say, amigo?
No, not much, man. Just working a little bit today. How about yourself? Sounds like you're doing the same thing.
Well, yeah, pretty much, man. We got off to a rough start. I was up at 5 o'clock this morning, and I didn't get to bed till it was after 3:30. And I was back up at 5, got out here to take my wife to work and saw I had a flat tire in the truck. Got that changed in about 10 minutes, got back to the house and been loading up, man. We're gearing up for a pretty long road trip here. 10 days, man, almost 2 weeks to be out on the road.
Yeah, you guys are going to be on the road for a pretty good while. I've been talking to you a little bit here lately, and I think the Super Finals are going to prove to be a pretty good venue for you guys. It's pretty big deal, and like you talked about earlier, it's been growing every year. The guys that are involved at the Zebra, they've done a really good job, and then the bull riders, they're going through the Zebra. I think you talked about that a little bit earlier too. That's just amazing to me that the Josh Faircloth and those guys that he talked about earlier, Brandon Chambers, JB's been there, Brian's been there, all those guys have been there and come through there, and they've put a really good name on the Seabra, and the people that are involved there, Jeff and Chan, have done a really good job of putting all that stuff together. So I think you guys are going to enjoy yourself up there.
Yeah, you bet we are, man. And not to mention the fact that the fans are going to really have so much to be a part of there with Making Eight as we bring the broadcast. But there's so much going on there at the arena, you know. I think that you're going to get so much more coverage. I mean, Luke is doing the after parties, man. It's going to be off the chain, you know.
Thing that you guys are going to really enjoy is Luke Kaufman and Colin McCagg. I know Colin and Luke are both playing before and after the bull riding there. And Colin's a good friend of mine from down around Fort Payne, Alabama, around where Ricky West is from. And that's another good point to be made. Ricky West and Flying High Rodeo, those guys from down in Alabama, and I know there's a ton of others from North Carolina and around the country that are bringing bulls up here. The bull power that's going to be there is going to be amazing too.
Oh, you bet it will, man. You bet it will. And we just can't wait, man. I'm geared up. I'm excited about it. I think that we've got some really cool things coming up this weekend for the fans, not to mention the fact that we're just going to be able to be there and rock out with a good time. And then afterwards, we're going to be hanging around up there in those parts for a few days and then heading over to Coleman, Alabama for another Seabra event the following weekend. And I believe that we're going to have one of the best bullfighters in the industry and Ross Hill going to be there fighting, right? Oh, wait,
that's
a second.
Right.
You're going to be there too, right?
Well, you kind of confused me there for a second. You said best bullfighter in the country or in the business, and you mentioned Ross Hill's name in the same sentence. So you kind of got me off guard there. But, yes, me and Ross Hill will be there fighting that deal.
I'm going to send him a copy of that. I'm going to send him a copy of that just so he knows.
Yeah. He would like to know that you said that on air.
Yeah, right? You know what, though, man?
But
we're we've got to come up with a way to get him back because you guys saw what he did to me there after the deal in Oklahoma. Paybacks, man. Paybacks are coming. I got to find a way to get
him
back
right.
We're out there. So
that's the name of the game, brother. You've been in the truck
right.
With, like you said earlier, with bull riders and bullfighters alone. We're all the time getting each other, so it's time for you to get him back. But, man, I'm excited about you guys coming to Coleman. Me and Ross will be fighting bulls there. And like I said, Ricky West will have most of the bulls there, and then Flying High Rodeo, Punch Self, and Heath Rogers will have the other bulls there. Kind of my hometown bull riding there. I lived in Coleman for most of my life, and I've had that bull riding for the past 4 or 5 years there. And I'm looking forward to going back home. I've recently moved to North Carolina for my job. And looking forward to going back home and seeing everybody back home and meeting all the fans there. I've got a lot of fans around that area.
Yeah, no doubt. Well, it sounds like you're kind of getting a lot of fans out here in the chat room as well. Everybody's kind of excited about it. And definitely welcoming you into the Making Eight family, man. I know that we've got some cool things in the works. And, man, it's only going to get better this year, man. We're gonna rock and roll, aren't we?
Oh, dude, it's going to be great. I'm glad to be a part, and I just got my blog talk chat deal set up so that I can visit with these guys and get to know some of the people. So I like what you got going, Scott, and I look forward to being a part of it in the future.
No doubt, man, no doubt. Well, hey, listen, Justin.
And you got one good comment on here about your comeback. I see hot in the shorts. That's perfect.
Yeah, that sounds like that. You know, that sounds like that would be fitting for Ross Hill. Hopefully he doesn't get a chance to tune into our show today. And I know how the reception is out there in Alabama, you know, especially Muscle Shoals. So I don't think he's listening in. That might really work. So am I to assume that you would be the bullfighter one on there?
Yes, that's me.
Okay. All right. Yeah, I hear you in there talking about me needing my beauty rest. Yeah.
Yep. Everybody's got to have theirs. Some just needs a little more than others.
Yeah, well, I'll tell you what, man. There ain't no beauty rest going to help me anymore, man. I'm done past that. So,
I hear you.
Yeah, I ain't getting no more prettier, man, and it'll only go downhill from here because who knows, man. I don't think I've stepped off the bulls just yet, you know. So it might get a lot uglier before it gets prettier.
I'll tell you what, Justin. Jump off of here and get back to work. But, man,
bet,
we enjoyed
buddy.
You being in Oklahoma City. We were out there at the IFR Bull Sale for the PBF event. You guys were out there, done a great job out there. I've seen some of the video that you guys put online, and you've done a really well job of doing that out there, and look forward to seeing you again in Coleman.
You bet, Justin. Well, I'll tell you what, man. Tell the missus we said hey, and I look forward to seeing you out there, and you know, towards the end of our 10-day road trip.
We'll do it, Scott. You guys be careful.
All right, Justin, get a grip, buddy. We'll see you.
See ya.
All right there, Maniac. There you go. Justin Ballinger, you guys are going to have the opportunity to see him right there broadcasting on Macon 8 as we're out there in Coleman, Alabama, coming up not this weekend but next weekend. So just a little over a week away, and we'll be out there in Coleman hanging out with Justin and having a great time. So y'all make sure to get tuned in with us. Follow us on Zebra as we're going to be bringing you the next two weekends, Zebra-sanctioned events, and really promoting what they're all about. You guys, you know, I don't think you really realize, unless you've been to one, just how good these deals are. So, you know, it's one of those deals where it's absolutely right on. I think y'all are going to like it. We got about half an hour left in the show, and I think we may cut it off here in about 15 minutes. But before we do, we're actually going to take a short break, and when we come back, we'll take some more of your comments. And, of course, we're always looking for your cowboy logic. So don't go anywhere, Macon 8 Maniacs. You're listening to the Lunch Hour Rodeo Show on Macon 8, your official voice of Buckers Now.
folks, it's radio announcer Brett Weldon, inviting you to join us at MakingEight.com. No matter if you're passing his tie and a calf in less than 8 seconds or staying aboard to the back of a Mad Bucker for 8 seconds, we got you covered. If it's happening in the rodeo arena, it's happening right here. That's MakingEight.com. Get a grip.
All right. Welcome back to the Lunch Hour Rodeo Show with Making Eight, your official voice of BuckersNow.com. That's right. And reading some of the comments coming in here in our chat room, and I got to tell you, most definitely, you know, some of the pranks that have been played out there on the rodeo road is, yeah, they're pretty bad. You know, one of the worst, I got to tell you, Brian Corson, if you guys know him from the PBR, was at the on tour back in 2005. Actually, the first cowboy to ever make his Built for Tough Series debut and win it, and that was Jacksonville. It was most definitely that was a road trip. I mean, you know, and as I was driving the entire way, you know, as I was driving all the way up there to North Carolina, this guy just wouldn't let off. I mean, the entire time, you know, it was rough. It was real rough. But we made it, and that's life on the road, you know. I mean, it's when you're traveling with these guys, it is a lot of fun. You may see a little bit of that. You may not, you know, just depending. Both, you know, actually my brother worked for Roy Carter out in Texas for a period of time. Knows about hauling bulls, knows a little bit about life on the road. We're going to give him a little bit further taste to it. So, wow, how about it? We actually got Buckers Now in the house, man. I'm telling you, that guy's been running around like chicken with his head cut off. Great to see Matt Owen back in the house here with us today. Got to give you a big old shout-out. As well as, you know, we got Miss Emily joining us and Jen. We got a bunch of our maniacs here on board, and we sure do appreciate you guys tuning in. But I will tell you that the pranks out there on the road are definitely big, and we have to get Ross Hill back because he got me. The video may or may not be out on YouTube yet. I'm not real sure, but it's a pretty bad one. So if you do see it, don't let me know about it. and I'm telling you, if you guys have seen it, it's pretty entertaining, to say the least, when you get woke up at 2 o'clock in the morning. Let's see what else we got rolling. It's going to be a good deal. This weekend is going to be absolutely crazy. It's just going to be a lot of fun. So you guys stay tuned. And of course, you know, we're playing those songs there by Luke Kaufman, and you know, you're going to hear a lot of those out there. You know, he's going to be announcing the deal. So, you talk about exciting, it is going to be exciting. Looks like we got our Cowboy Logic coming on air here for the day, Mr. Cody Burleson. A little bit under the weather, but he is here with us. See if I can get him on the horn. Cody, you there?
Hey, Scott, how you doing? What's up, Making Eight Maniacs?
Oh, man, what do you say, buddy? You able to get up out of bed today, huh?
Yeah, I had 3 alarms on my phone set, and I had 2 other alarms set across the room, so that way I would get up, so that way I wasn't going to miss it.
I hear you, man. I hear you. We're glad that you're here, buddy. What do you got for some cowboy logic for the day?
All righty. It's all right with you, Scott. I'd actually like to do 2 of them since you won't be having a show tomorrow.
Right on. Bring it.
All righty. After eating an entire bull, a mountain lion felt so good he started roaring. He kept it up until a hunter came along and shot him. The moral, when you're full of bull, keep your mouth shut.
Wow. I like it, man. That's some good logic for the day.
Okay, where's the other one? All righty, here's the second one. Reciting poetry is like a haircut. If it's good, you feel like $1 million. If it's bad, you hide your head under your hat.
Wow. Yeah. Kind of goes right into play there. I don't want to cut you off, but it looks like Kat Johnson is getting ready to head home. Want to send her and her husband their best, or our best wishes to them as they, you know, as he actually recovers. And now, Kat, you guys take care. Be careful on the road, and we'll see you hopefully this weekend out here joining us on Making Eight. But Yeah, Cody, that's some great cowboy logic for the day, man. Absolutely love it. That first one was so right on. Available, let's get your mouth shut.
Yeah, I heard that.
I like it.
All right, buddy, I'm going to let you go here. Hey, you have a safe trip out there now. Keep in touch.
Yes, sir. We will do, man. And if you get a chance this afternoon, if you can find it in there, you see us online, make sure to jump over and say hey to us as we're hitting the road, buddy. Take care of yourself, all right?
All righty, buddy. Will do.
All right, bud. Keep your grip.
Bye.
Bye. All right there, Making Eight Maniacs. There's your cowboy logic for the day, courtesy of the ill and ailing PBR News for You, Mr. Cody Burleson. We're glad that he was able to take time out to join us for the day. Sure do appreciate him giving us some good cowboy logic. Love that first one, man. It was so right on. Looks like I think we're going to go ahead and try to slip out of here just a few minutes early, trying to get some things finalized. I got to go get a shower, probably a Red Bull and a cup of coffee to hit that 7-hour trip. But, you know, I'm telling you, Making Eight Maniacs, y'all spread the word now. When y'all see our links posted out there, even if you can't get over there to watch it, you know, please just get over there with us and repost it for us. Help share the word about what's going on this weekend. It's going to be fantastic. We're going to be on a 10-day road trip, and Making Eight is going to be out there having fun, and we want to bring y'all with us. Do appreciate all the, you know, the safe wishes, and you know we will, man. We're going to hit the road safe, and we're going to get up there in Georgia tonight, and then we'll be up in Murfreesboro, Tennessee tomorrow. But, yeah, don't tweet and drive, huh? Well, you guys might just be in store for a treat when you guys see us and how we have this deal set up. It's going to be a lot of fun. You guys just wait. Tune in tonight or this afternoon as we bring you the action of life on the road with Making Eight. We're going to be out there doing it, and look forward to having a good time. So I know that we got Justin Ballinger. Want to thank him for jumping on board here with us today. Look forward to seeing you out there in Coleman, Alabama here next weekend. Got to thank Jeff Canner as well. You guys are going to get a chance to see him Friday and Saturday and Sunday. He's going to be helping me in the broadcast booth as we get ready to go live there at the Sebring National Finals. We're going to have several guests that we're going to be talking with, so it's going to be a whole lot of fun. You guys make sure to stay tuned, get a grip, spread the word, because this is it. We're going live on the video from now until Sunday. Every day you guys will get something from Making Eight, so make sure to stay tuned to your Twitter, your Facebook, Buckers Now. Buckers Now is where it's going to be, so you guys make sure to just keep it up over there. When you see the channel go live, you know that we'll be there. And appreciate everybody tuning in here today. You guys make sure to get a grip, and let's get excited. Let's get fired up here for this deal. I'm ready. Are you ready? Let's go get a grip. They're Making Eight Maniacs.
I hear you're looking for a cowboy to take you for a ride. Well, baby, I think that I'm your man. Cause I've been broken and busted, but these spurs still ain't rusted. And this saddle, this warmer shit still rides. And it's gonna be a long night, so baby, hold on tight. I talk slow, but I still move real fast. I'm here for the real deal, and your heart's all that I'll steal. And girl, there won't be no doubt. You can't resist my resist call. It's black as a nightfall, my first delivering night. I'm here for a wild ride. I'll stand right by your side. We'll dance till the sun comes up. And I'm tore up and I'm full of a look down and look up. I'm a cowboy from my head to my toes. And this rodeo's all I know. I'll put on a real show, and girl, there won't be no doubt. I've been thrown, I've been bruised, tossed and confused. 8 seconds can seem like a day. But stay out of my way, cause I come to play. And 8 seconds is all that I'll see. You can't resist my resist all. It's black as a nightfall, my first delivered night. I'm here for a wild ride. I'll stand right by your side. We'll dance till the sun comes up. And I'm tore up on the floor of a look down and look up. I'm a cowboy from my head to my toes. flops, those all-night long truck stops, and beer when it's cold and that's free. You can't resist my resistance, black as a nightfall, my boots are leather and high. I'm here for a wild ride, I'll stand right by your side, we'll dance till the sun comes up. And I'm tore up on the floor of a look down the knuckle, I'm a cowboy from my head to my toes. This rodeo's all I know, I'll put on a real show, and girl, there won't be no doubt. No, girl, there won't be no doubt. I'm here looking for a cowboy to take you for a ride. Well, baby, I think that I'm your man.
This is Wrangler National Finals Rodeo announcer Roger Mooney. When you get ready to get a grip and get explosive, get all of your bull riding info on Makin8.com. Tune it in, rip off the knob, and let's get hide, hump, hooves, and horns. Makin8, it's a winner.